This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you back a returning guest. He was on the show back in March 22nd of 2018. We're talking no other than Hemp Americana, Inc., the trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HMPQ. If you want to learn more about their company, go to their website, www.hempamericana.com. And with us today is the CEO of that company, going to bring us up to speed and up to date of what's going on out there in Maine and the rest of the places that they're doing business at. Salvador, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I wanted to clarify something here. HMPQ is a stock market company and a strategic subsidiary and strategic partnership with Jamie Black from Maine. Augusta, Maine is where we have established the factory.
Right.
And we just purchased about 3 weeks ago 4 tons of flour to get the extracting machines, and all the machines are in place. We bought a farm that used to be an organic garlic farm and have been laid fallow for many years. So we have to invest in restoring the farm. We bought 10,000 high-quality seeds that we, gave to a company to grow them from seed to seedling. And we build greenhouses in the property. It's 7 acres, it's 10 acres, but 7 are fenced against deer invasion. They love the wheat. And in 2 days, the flower arrives, so then we will have enough material to run until the end of July. But we are already in the market to purchase another 19 tons of flour that will carry us over the summer. And we also have to give a down payment in the August harvest. That harvest will be $3.5 million, and they ask us for a $200,000 deposit. As a company, and the OTC, it seems to be there's a lot of pump and dumps happening there, and maybe that's the nature of the business. But I'm a U.S. veteran, Army, forward observer, artillery surveyor from the 60s. I'm through blue, straight. I don't steal. I don't cheat. I'm Buddhist, Taoist, and I don't want to take anything out of this world except my experience. So I'm trying to build a real business and a legacy. I already have lots of people employed in the state of Maine and in New York. Many people are already benefiting from the efforts of Hemp Americana, and its subsidiary is called Hemp Werk, like work, but in German, W-E-R-K. I asked my partner, are you German? He said, no, but the hemp work was taken. So I went from Hamburg, and that's how we ended up with that name. It's very good. I love it. And we have no debt. Zero. $10,000 in a note.
Let me ask you this. Your main product is going to be the CBD oils. You have a machine out there called the CO2 extractor machine. What have you done since the last time you've been on the show?
Well, the machine arrived. We established the machine. It's all ready to go. The construction in the warehouse, we have a gigantic warehouse. The construction for the machine rooms have been finished. The machine are in place. There's a couple of more machines that are still haven't been finished building.
Right.
But this machine is a 245 liter volume machine. It's the largest machine that Vitalis Extractions from Vancouver, BC has made. And it's the latest technology, which they have been improving as they make it. We have fully paid everything. All we have is a $12,000 note outstanding.
Which is nothing.
Which is nothing. As I explained earlier, right now our concentration is the 4 tons are paid for. The 19 tons are not yet paid for. From what we get from the 14 tons, which is a projected 1 million, we will buy then the 19 tons that will cover us over the summer until harvest time. No, our intention is to sell isolate, which is a kind of white powder that can even be water, dissolving water.
You're still going to do the CBD oils, correct?
Yes, the CBD oil, but at the beginning, because we have a bottling machine being built, a distilling machine being built that almost finished, mostly paid off, you know, and they haven't arrived yet. So
I got two questions for you because I've gotten a lot of email about your company, and I would be remiss not to ask you these two questions. And they're two tough questions. One, why do we still have the skull and cross on the OTC market on your company? And two, where are we at in the process of getting licensed to operate the business and distribute the product?
No, we have the licenses in Maine, okay? But the Skull and Bones, this is my first company in the stock market. So one day, months ago, almost 4 months ago, for a reason I do not know, we were selling like 25 million shares, 20 million, 30
a day.
Million.
Right.
But a day. But that day, they sold 463 million. It was a Friday. And by the following week, the Skull and Bones appeared. So then the investigation started about me and the secretary and to see if we had bought and sold,
right,
lots of shares, done it a pump and dump. Nothing. Because we have done nothing. I mean, the last time I got some shares was 2014. And all my money has gone into the company. And I don't intend to do a pump and dump.
No.
But somehow, they put the Skull and Bones, and then they told us that they will last 30 days. I don't know why the Skull and Bones are there, because I never got an explanation. And the lawyers answered all the questions, and then one of the lawyers was disqualified for some reason, and then the other one ran out of time, and now we're hiring a third lawyer. And I just got a call now that Skull and Bones has been increased to the full page. So I don't understand what this about.
I see.
Because we have done nothing, and we do not owe anybody anything, and we're not trying to do a pump and dump and run away to where? You know.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully in the near future, you'll get this all straightened out. I'm rooting for you. I'm a big fan of yourself and your company, and I wish you nothing but continued success.
Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.